So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara concluded that a Balkari is not only excluded from entering the Machne Shechina, but is also excluded from entering the Machne Leviyah. Although the Mishnah compares the Balkari to the Magi Sheretz, a person who became tummy from touching a Sheretz, who is excluded only from Machne Shechina, the Brice is not comparing them regarding Machnes, rather regarding that they are both Metame Ba'ines, become tummy even when their tumma happens against their will. Our daf begins with another two challenges to this conclusion. Meisvei, Boil Nida Kitmei Meis. The same brisa that compares a Balkari to Magi Sheretz also compares somebody who sleeps with a Nida to a Tmei Meis, and that both are usher to be in the Machna Shechina. If the comparison between Boil Nida and Tmei Meis is about which Machna they may enter, shouldn't we assume that the comparison between Balkari and Magi Sheretz is also about which Machna they may enter? The Gemara answers, Midiria, Hokadisa, Hokadisa. The two comparisons do not have to be about the same thing. The comparison between Balkari and Magi Sheretz may be about contracting the Tumah Ba'inis, whereas the comparison between a Boil Nida and Tumei Meis can be about which Machnas they may enter. Meisvei. Yotze Balkari Shetumei Meis Chamer Mimeno. The Brisa says that a Balkari is excluded, presumably from the halacha, of a Zav who is sent out of the Machna Leviyah, and is instead like a Tumei Meis, who is only sent out of Machna Shechina, again indicating that a Balkari is permitted in Machna Leviyah. The Gemara answers, Loi. Yatzme Machne Tmei Meis. The Balkari is sent even further out than the Tmei Meis, and is treated like a Zav who is sent out of Machne Leviyah, even though Tmei Meis is in certain ways more stringent than Balkari. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi has an entirely different source to teach that a Balkari is sent out of even the Machne Leviyah. The pasuk that talks about a Balkari first says, Mechutz LaMachne, and then says, Lo Yove El Teicha Machne, to indicate that he has to be sent out of two Machnes, Umichu Kravav. The Mishnah had said that the michui of the Korban Pesach's intestines can be done on Shabbos. My michui krav. The Gemara has two possibilities of what this means. Rav Huna Amar shemenakvan besaken. Puna says it means to make a hole in them with a knife to drain the liquid from them. Chibarav Amar shirka demeaya denafka agav duchka desakina. Chibarav says it refers to scraping the slime off the intestines with the knife, based on the second half of the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which says, V'ro'u chavasim kedavram v'charves mechim garm yechelu. And the ruined homes of the rotten ones, strangers will consume. We see here that the pasuk used the term mechim, similar to mechui, to refer to rotten people. The Gemara then goes on to explain the first half of the pasuk. V'ro'u chavasim kedavram. The sheep will graze kedavram, which Abaye understands to mean that the tzaddikim will get the homes of the rishayim. And Rava understands this, as Rav taught, that asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu es ha-mesim, that tzaddikim will have the ability to perform tchiyas ha-mesim in the future. Whereas Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni learns this out from the pasuk of oyd yeshu zekeinim uzekeinus. Once we mention Olam Haba, the Gemara poses three contradictions in Pesukim about Olam Haba and resolves each one. The pasuk says, Bila ha-mavis l'netzach, there won't be any more death, but then says, And may shana yamos, people will die at an old age. Kam b'Yisrael, kam b'Ev d'Kechavim. Jews will no longer die, but those Ev d'Kechavim who are still around to tend to our needs will die at an old age. The pasuk says, "V'chafra halavana uvayshachama," indicating that the sun and moon will no longer shine. But another pasuk says, "V'hoy ar halavana ka'arachama, v'arachama yeah shivasayim ka'ar shivasayamim." The sun and the moon will shine very strongly. Either the first pasuk is talking about Olam Haba, and the second pasuk is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, or, if you assume that Yemos HaMashiach is just like Olam Hazeh, both refer to Olam Haba, but the first pasuk is talking about the Machna Shechina, and the second pasuk is about the Machna Tzadikim. The pasuk says, "On the Ames Va'achaya, Hashem will bring dead back to life," and then says, "Mechatzti v'ani erpa," that He heals the sick, which should be obvious once we know that He does Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara has two ways to understand this. First, on the Ames Va'achaya, that Hashem gives life to the very same people who died. And mikan tshuva lo imrim shein tchiyas ha-mesim in the Torah. This proves that there is tchiyas ha-mesim in the Torah. Second, that Hashem will first bring people back to life, and only then He heals their wounds. Back to the Mishnah. The Hekter Chalav. The Mishnah allows burning the fats of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, even though it may be burned all night when Shabbos is over. Amir b'Shimon. See how very precious is a mitzvah in its right, proper time, so much so that we allow burning the fats of the Korban Pesach at the earliest opportunity, even if it comes out on Shabbos. The Mishnah said that according to the Tanna Kamma, we cannot remove an animal's wart on Shabbos, but there's a brayso that says chaytchin yabelis b'mikdash, that we can cut off a wart by hand in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara gives two answers. Habalacha habiyavesha, we can remove a dry wart by hand, but not a moist wart. Habiyad habakli, we may remove a moist wart by hand, but not with a kli. However, since a dry wart just crumbles, it may therefore be removed even with a kli. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Umam Shchita. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that we can't figure out what is Aser to do for the sake of Karban Pesach from what is Aser to do for the sake of Yom Tov, since Karban Pesach is a requirement, whereas Simchas Yom Tov is optional. Rabbi Bishua L'Tamei and holds that Simchas Yom Tov is Dayraisa. The Gemara now explains. There are two general approaches towards Simchas Yom Tov on Pesach and Sukkot. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Atzeres L'Hashem Alekecha, the day should be for Hashem. On the other hand, another Pasuk says, Atzeres Tiyeh Lechem, the day should be for you. So how do we resolve this contradiction? Rabbi Eliezer understands that the Torah is really giving us two options. Either dedicate the day entirely to Hashem, or dedicate entirely to feasting. Yeshua, on the other hand, understands that the Torah is telling us to divide the day, Chetzi L'Hashem V'Chetzi Lechem, half for Hashem and half for us. However, there are several days that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees must also have a component of Lechem. One is Shavuos, because Yom Shnitna by Teruhu, it was the day the Torah was given. Two is Shabbos, because the mitzvah is einik, physical enjoyment. And three is Purim, because the mitzvah is mishta v'simcha, feasting and rejoicing. The daf concludes with the hanhagas of two amirim with regard to Simchas Yom Tov. First, Mar Berei D'Ravina fasted the entire year, except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippurim, because kol oichel v'sheisa b'tisha b'ay, ma'alolav ha'kosav k'il mis'ana t'shi v'asiri. Anybody who eats on Erev Yom Kippur is considered to have fasted both Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. Second, Rav Yosef asked for especially good meat to celebrate Shavuos, because ilav ha'yayma d'kogarim kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. If not for the day of the giving of the Torah, nothing would distinguish me, Rav Yosef, from everybody else in the market. Rav Sheshes would review his learning every 30 days and celebrate the joy of completing Torah.